Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mark's here too. He's from joining us from Mexico City. And also we're going to take your calls, your thoughts. Mark was telling us that we're going to get back into the story about American voters sick of their choices already. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, this DeSantis guy, they're not really well-liked apparently by voters at this point in the game. And we can get back into that story coming up, but let's go first to the phone calls and thoughts. We are live here tonight. Porkfest shows will resume, I think, starting tomorrow night. And Aria and Captain Kickass and a lot of our crew are out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival right now, which is going on, by the way, going on through the weekend. So if you haven't yet made it up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Friday and Saturday are the two biggest days. If you can get up there, it's definitely still worth the trip to be around probably 2,000-plus other liberty-minded people. It's a really great festival. Highly recommended. Let's go to Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thanks for taking your call.
Your call. Yes, sir.
Exactly. I kind of missed the first hour, so I you may have answered this question already, but I was concerned about the Second Amendment reaction to RFK Jr., banning firearms from the...
You're kind of moving the phone around or something, Bad Slave. It's kind of hard to understand you.
Sorry, I'll get a little closer.
That's better. Go ahead. What about RFK and the restrictions on the firearms to attend his speech at Porkfest?
I mean, was there any reaction? I mean, did people, protest? Or did they just kind of...
That's a good question. I wasn't there, so the comments that I had were only based on, what I could see as far as video and some posts online. I did see that someone had posted a sign nearby that said Grassy Knoll on it, so there was sort of a protest in that way, but I don't know if there was any kind of active...
There was also a tent where one could go, like the Second Amendment tent or something, where one could go watch the speech virtually and not disarm.
Yep, I heard about that. That's true. You got a slide whistle there, Bad Slave?
Trying to think of what that sounded
it's
like.
No, it's me.
Sounds like
Mexico's
tea kettle.
Mexico's full of funny noises. Pretty soon a guy will go by screaming things about tortillas or something.
Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. The number here tonight is 603-283-6160.
As funny as I think it is, Grassy Knoll is like a little far.
It's a little much, but man, that's good humor, right? It's just right on the, it's at the edge. I'm going to give it a pass. I'm going to give it a pass.
Yeah.
It just triggers me because I love JFK.
We'll probably hear more about this, like I said, within a couple days. Aria and the people who are actually on the ground there today will be able to comment on it. I'm sure that they will. It will likely be the subject of some discussion on Free Talk Live.
And they'll have heard of other things. If anybody was like, yeah, I got in with my gun, or I don't know, something like that happens, they'll have heard about it by then.
All right. Let's see. Mark, you were telling us about the voters in the United States are already looking at their potential candidates, and they're less than pleased with the alleged front runners, which is, by the way, why one of the reasons why I said earlier that I think it's presumptive to say that you already know who's going to win the primary. And while it's likely going to be Biden on the Democrat side, because it's almost always a shoo-in.
How can you possibly say?
I don't
claim to know who's going to win the Republican primary, Ian. I wouldn't tell you that.
Well, you made it sound like it was going to be one of two guys, And
okay. I think he said likely, and I think he's right. Mark is right.
Yeah,
and
I think it's too early. I think it's too early to say.
Okay,
I don't think
if it was someone else, it would just be, wow, that was an unlikely change.
Number
not
one.
Saying it's impossible.
Ian, we went through this the last time with Daryl Perry when he was running for president. It's like you couldn't listen to anyone say the name of any other candidate than Daryl Perry. And God, I wish he would have won, but he didn't.
What are you talking about? Daryl Perry wasn't in the Republican primary.
He was running for president, and I was on air.
He was a write-in candidate for the Libertarians.
I know. And it was that unlikely. But you would still mention him every time anybody talked about the presidential race.
Well, yeah, he was our co-host, and he was running for president. Why shouldn't we? But
okay.
I didn't say Daryl Perry was going to win the election or anything like that. I didn't make any predictions like that.
But, Mark, I will say that Ian has a good point.
Are you making a prediction now?
No, I'm definitely not making a prediction now. But you sounded like you were making a prediction now. And every time a primary happens, there's always these quote-unquote front runners. And a lot of the time, they don't end up winning. Like Jeb Bush was like this big deal at one point, and then he just went nowhere.
That one election was in 2016 was really just weird as it could possibly be. There's no doubt. But I'll go ahead and make a prediction.
It happens every time.
That prediction is that either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis will get the Republican nomination.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's too early to say. They don't have everybody in the race yet. There could be somebody else who gets in the race at this point and just blows the lid off these other candidates.
It won't be organic if it does. It'll be a pre-chosen person, and now it's your time to enter.
Maybe.
Act three. It's your turn to enter, and then you win. Yeah. No, but anyways, Mark, I really do think that Mark or Ian has a good point in the fact that you're not just a guy talking. You're on a nationally syndicated radio station. So whenever you talk about how great DeSantis is, even if you're like, oh, I don't want him to win, and then, oh, I don't really like new cons, that's probably why Gob called in to ask you about it. It's not just a guy talking. It's a guy talking on a nationally syndicated radio, like giving DeSantis some praise, some airtime. And I just think maybe you don't have to say Aaron Day should win every single time and have no opinions on Ron DeSantis, but it seems to me almost like you know that your words are going to influence someone. Sounds like you want people to think well of Ron DeSantis, and I don't really get that.
Well, I'm comparing him to Donald Trump in my mind, and I'm just sick of the
trash
crooked
is trash.
What's that?
Trash is trash.
He called you trash.
Indeed.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm looking at the timeline of the 2016 election. We are currently in 2023, which means that New Hampshire could potentially have its primary as early as December. It'll probably be in January, but it has gone as early as December, which means that we're 6 months away, even less, to the first primary, and then, of course, Iowa's before that. It says June 16, this is 2015, business magnate Donald Trump of New York officially declared his candidacy for presidential nomination. Jill Stein, I mean, the players were coming in at this time in the most volatile election of our lifetimes.
Wait, so you're saying Trump didn't announce he was running until June of 2016, or he didn't announce that he was the Republican candidate until June?
Right, he didn't announce that he was running, officially declared his candidacy for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party at that time, on June 16.
Well,
so it's June 23 now, yeah.
That just seems so, I mean, like...
late.
Yeah, it seems really late. Like, just my memory, I thought that he was running for, like, a whole year.
Well, let me read the things that happened in June to you real quick. We're going to drop all the fluff and just say U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, Governor of Rhode Island Lincoln Chafee, Governor of Texas Rick Perry.
What is this? Are these people running for president? I'm sorry.
They ran for president in 2016 and announced it in June 2016.
Announced in June. Rick Perry, Jeb Bush in June 15, June 22, Jill Stein, June 24.
Sorry.
Bobby Jindal.
Did Trump announce his presidency in June 15 or June 16? Because you just said 15 for... Okay, well...
June 16, 15 for Bush.
It's just, we heard so much about Trump and Hillary, Trump and Hillary. It felt like that went on for an entire year, not 3 months.
I agree with you.
June, July, August, September.
I'm surprised at what I'm reading, too. I just like facts.
Six months?
June 30th, as I know you do too, Bonnie, June 30th, Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. So all those people basically made their hay between June and December of 2015. That correlates with June and December of this year.
Well, if what you're saying is true, then, which I assume it is, I'm just saying, if what you're saying is
Wikipedia.
It's true, then it gives, you know, some merit
credence
to Ian's.
Yeah, it does.
Because, I mean,
agree.
Trump didn't jump in.
I don't try to be right on Free Talk Live. I try to be correct. You know, like, I try to say the things that are true as opposed to saying things that are, you know, support my opinion. So, yeah, I agree with you. That does support Ian a bit, that it's a little too early to say. I remember when Trump threw his hat in the ring, or at least before he threw his hat in the ring, there were these sort of Trump rallies going on in New Hampshire. They were giving out free, huge spreads of food and things like that to get people to come, and word was they were paying people to come, but something turned and he became the obvious choice relatively, you know, like about halfway through or something.
That was so fast then, because when he first came out, when he was just one of the candidates, I remember my grandma hating him and my parents not really like saying much about him, not really liking him, but my grandma was like, oh, he's this nasty woman hater, womanizer. And then right before the election, my parents are like, we need Trump to win. God can use a flawed man. And now my grandma loves Trump. She's like, where's Trump? We need
one grandma loves Trump, and one grandma loves
Hillary.
Biden, right?
Hillary.
Hillary, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's just the way it all goes. So going on with this, I just want to read the title of it again because I love it. It's a new poll reveals voters think Trump is a criminal, Biden is too old, and DeSantis is a fascist. Just want to read the last sentence here. Well, I'll read this last paragraph. The Florida governor got off arguably worse. The top two responses voters describing Mr. DeSantis were fascist and unsure, the latter indicating possible unfamiliarity with his political record or a lack of name recognition. I guess polls have gotten so simple now that all we can do is have a keyword. Okay, one word to describe Ron DeSantis. We can't have a paragraph.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I think this is kind of interesting. It's better than, like, do you support him 1 to 10? I think this tells you more than something like that.
And while Mr. Biden fares better than either of his would-be opponents, the incumbent president nevertheless remains chained to concerns about his age, which dominated the minds of most voters asked for their one-word summation of him. Although the poll results signaled that Americans are largely unsatisfied with the options that they have for leadership over the next half decade, to be sure, those three men are not the only candidates running, but no other Republican is polling at a numerically significant level at present, and Mr. Biden's party is highly unlikely to facilitate a primary challenge against an incumbent president. And that really sums up my opinion on this right now, Ian, is that currently these are the only two guys that are in double digits at all, meaning DeSantis and Trump.
The first debate has yet to happen.
Let's hope it's a doozy. You know what? I hope for the first time in American history, the American voter wins.
Well, you know, that's not going to be the case. But the real dirty pool has yet to be played. You know that's coming. You know they're going to start pulling out as many skeletons as they possibly can.
There's no more skeletons for Biden or Trump. I mean, Biden's already got the lady
say
he molested me, and people are hiding evidence on that.
That's true.
Trump, I mean, they had a Russian hooker urinating on him. Like, whatever. Like, I don't even know why DeSantis would get into this mudslinging contest, but that's what he's going to do. And
you know they will.
God help him.
Yeah. All right. Do we need anything else from the story?
I really think, I mean, that's the end of it. The poll conducted on behalf of the Daily Mail most likely outlines kind of attacks that voters can expect to see in general election scenario. There you go.
All right. The number, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. We have the news about OMG, which is the O'Keefe Media Group. That is what James O'Keefe founded, the former CEO of Project Veritas. Now, Project Veritas and him broke up a few months back, several months ago, I think, at this point. And O'Keefe, of course...
Was it a dirty breakup?
It sounded kind of ugly.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, this man is terrible. He comes into the office and demands things, and he's a terrible to work with. He's a diva, just stuff like that.
Yeah, there were allegations that he was misspending company money and stuff like that.
He only drives black SUVs around, something like that, and everybody was like, "What does it matter what color that SUV is?" But yeah, if you're
using company money to rent black SUVs to do your thing, then that's a little much. I mean, I know what it's like to work with people that are unpleasant to work with, and not you, Ian, really, not you. And, if they want to break up with him, they feel like it's worth it. I think Project Veritas was always synonymous with O'Keefe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wonder what their plans are, but good luck to them.
Right, I haven't even heard anything about them. I haven't heard about...
They're still out there. They're new CEO.
It was always that way, though.
I'm sure they are... doing things about him. I'm just saying the fact that I haven't even, it's not even on my radar anymore.
Bombshells or anything like that in the time
being. It was always a year and a half between things that you heard from them anyway, because it's like, oh, then they start digging on the next story. Maybe we can get Planned Parenthood to say something. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get NPR to drop a bomb. You know, and then suddenly they come out with something that, you know, they could say Project Veritas said anything, and I believe it. You know?
Yeah, and so they just announced a new CEO, and they're still doing stuff, but yeah, they haven't had a real bombshell like this one that we're about to share with you here from James O'Keefe's group, which is now, again, O'Keefe Media Group, OMG. He put out a really flashy promo piece for this that got Bonnie's attention because, interestingly, they booked a trans girl named Pariah.
Pariah the doll.
Pariah the doll. Again, this skinny brunette trans girl. And you say that the other woman may be trans as well. But
no, I never said that. I told you I don't know anything about the other person.
Okay,
there's two
I thought
models.
You suspected she was trans.
I didn't even say that. I don't even look at her in the video because Pariah is in the video.
I see.
Pariah is a successful model from New York City, but not like that big of a name. It's just like somebody that the...
The
alt-right trolls in the chat room talk about her because she says, like, wild things on Twitter. So I followed her, and I started really liking her. And when all of a sudden, O'Keefe comes out with this crazy video where he's popping champagne bottles and blowing champagne all over the place. And
after
the song,
rolling up in a Lamborghini or something and throwing money all around, it's
and Pariah's
ridiculous.
Sitting next to him. Pariah only had like 9,000 followers on Twitter when this happened. It's not like she's a superstar. It's just like, what? This is so crazy. And she's like prominently featured in it. She's sitting in the passenger seat when the Lambo door opens, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And I just was like, what is going on?
It's
like,
funny because he's sort of this conservative icon,
right.
And here he is palling around with a tranny.
It's really funny.
It's pretty funny. So you got to give him credit for, you know, being willing to kind of skewer his own image like that.
So I have been some places with Aria. I do feel somewhat self-conscious. Either people think, well, that poor guy and his daughter, or his weird daughter, or they think,
is he dating her?
Look at that pervert. They think one of those two things,
right.
I suspect.
Oh my God.
Having gone out publicly many times with Aria, I'm self-conscious about it. But I always say to myself, you know what? This person's good enough to work with. She's good enough to go out in public with and, you know, grab a bite to eat before work or whatever the situation
is. What people think.
Ian doesn't care at all what people think. Like,
yes, he certainly doesn't. I've got a Pariah the Doll video on here in the music.
Oh.
It's turned up.
Yeah, and it was to the song.
Yes, but that's why Ian's going to prison.
It was to the song.
Not necessarily.
Oh, my God. By Usher. So that just makes it even better. It's like... It's not like he's. It just seems like he's completely broken away from his. Like I never even knew that. Noticed that he was like kind of young. Like his image before this Pariah the Doll video was like very kind of like a stuffy old man. Like I honestly thought he was like probably in his 60s. I don't know. And then in this video, I was like, that's what James O'Keefe looks like. I thought he's like kind of young. Like isn't he like in his 30s? Anyways,
I'm gonna guess he's.
Pariah looks like a man. Looks like a woman.
Yeah, I thought Pariah was a woman when they first started, the chat rooms first started talking about Pariah. I thought that she was a woman, and they were pranking me saying that she was trans. And she is a beautiful model in New York City, and she's going to come out with a perfume, and I'm going to buy it.
All right, so here's what happened. They had one of their undercovers at O'Keefe Media Group, which was not apparently the tranny. They had these undercovers.
That's what I was really hoping.
Go in. One of the undercovers somehow got.
Ian, it's acceptable to call Aria a trainee because Aria accepts that terminology. It is not acceptable to call this trans woman a trainee.
I don't know. I don't know specifically if Pariah says tranny, but Pariah is not like quite a right winger, just like a weirdo kind of person that doesn't really care what you think and says crazy things, like really out there things that, you know, I don't think that she's part of like the capital collective. Like, you can't say that about me because I'm like a protected trans woman. Like, Pariah's been known to say things like, you straight people don't know how lucky you are. It's so, you know, it's not right to be gay like I am, and sometimes go by he. I don't really know how to read.
So tranny is not shorthand for trans person. You have to go with all the characters.
Right. It's like saying Jap for Japanese. Right.
Okay.
Or Nip for Nipponese.
Let's go to the phones
here.
Probably
shouldn't do it.
I got a call here. You're on Free Talk Live.
Or Jip.
Caller,
for Gypsy.
You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ben in Canada. I just wanted to comment briefly on sort of the Trump DeSantis stuff.
Okay.
First off, the information you were going over from 2016, all the candidates usually put their names in the year before because the primary process is just such a long process, and elections there in the United States are such a big industry that you want a year.
Right, which is why it was shocking. Yeah. That's why it was shocking that they went in 6 months before instead of a whole year before.
No, it was 2015 when they announced.
Yeah, it's always the year before when candidates
Mark just
announced.
Said it was 2016.
No, 2015.
Oh, Mark, that's what I was asking. I thought you said, that's why I was like, it was 6 months before the election?
No.
And that's why I said, like, my memory doesn't.
It is 6 months before. Oh, 6 months before the first part of the primary election.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it seems totally normal. If it was 2015.
Yeah, they got to get in a year early to get their name recognition out there and get in the debates and things.
I wouldn't be shocked in any way if I knew it was 2015 this whole time. I thought I asked you, and you said, yeah, 2016, not 2015.
No, I think you said 2015.
Well, at one point you said 2015, and I said, wait, 2015 or 2016? I thought you answered, no, 2016, and I was
Aria
like,
Aria is saying Mark said 2016,
he totally
but it was
did.
An accident. I didn't catch it. Anything else, caller?
I think that there's no real way anyone within the Republican Party, a lot of politics nowadays is just tribalism at its best, so in order to build that kind of tribe, they have to be genius marketers like Andrew Tate, who I don't necessarily agree with what he believes in, but he was really smart about getting his name out there through social media. So, yeah, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We can bring up whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Mark. And there's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts is this not something I'm going to change very much?
While speaking alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Biden added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. China's foreign ministry did express outrage at the remark. Kesha and her former producer, Dr. Luke, have settled a defamation lawsuit out of court. The pop singer filed a lawsuit against the producer for sexual assault and emotional abuse in 2014. Dr. Luke then countersued and claimed defamation. As part of the agreement, the pair issued a joint statement on social media. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark, and you can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We mentioned the chat room. We also have a bunch of chat rooms at chat.freetalklive.com. We also have our social media server at social.freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. It's social.freetalklive.com. So, Bonnie, you and I saw this video, what, two nights ago or three nights ago, I think at this point, from O'Keefe Media Group with an interview, an undercover interview, as they are wont to do there at OMG, formerly with Project Veritas, where they somehow, and I'm still not sure how they do this.
Yeah, I'm always wondering, like, what part of the fake undercover reporter's body is this camera on? Because it's...
Well, they have very small cameras. I was going to say somehow they are able to target these executives at these companies and get them to go on a date with these girls. Now, I think you might have... Maybe it was you or somebody said one night that one of these apps has, like, some sort of... you can only look for people within a certain mile radius or whatever, and that somehow may be a way that they... Like they know where the person works, you could like go to the coffee shop nearby and make that radius as small as possible and see if if the person potentially that you're looking for would show up. But still, how would you know
who to
target?
Well, maybe they're not looking for a specific person. Maybe they just went to the area where this guy would work, mm-hmm. and then they went on Tinder or whatever, and everybody that popped up, they looked up their names, found them on LinkedIn or whatever.
Yeah, that could be, because if you make the area real small and you just hang out near, in this case, BlackRock, wherever their headquarters is, and then you just see, all right, well, what names are going to come up on this dating app?
Because like,
odds are good,
linked,
they work there.
It can be linked to the person's Instagram. The Instagram can then tell them the last name, and from there they can find their LinkedIn.
So if you know what you're doing, you might be able to figure this out. It's always been a question for me. It's like, what's the process? How do they end up getting this person on a date with one of their undercovers?
I'm still curious about the cameras, though, because, like, yes, I know it would just be a very small camera, but at the point you've been on like 4 dates with this person and you literally say the words, wow, you seem like an undercover reporter or something, because average people aren't as interested in what I'm telling you as what you are. And you, like, how many dates have you been on that you haven't, like, even, not just that, but you haven't even, like, felt them, like, touched them, I don't know, like, at all? Like, do they have a giant battery pack, too? Or
I don't know. That's a good question, yeah, because I
haven't even put their hands around your waist and been like, what's this?
Years ago, we experimented with some undercover cameras here in Keene. Now, this is probably, like, a decade ago, so maybe they're better now, but like you could get like a pen camera where you had a pen in a pocket and it's got a camera on it. It looks like a pen. It looks like a big pen, but
so it doesn't need like a big old battery supply.
Well, that's the problem, is like it wouldn't last for probably more than an hour or two. So, I mean, if this date was going on for some time, then they wouldn't be able to capture the whole thing.
Plus, how do you do it all together? It's just crazy to me that you can go on multiple dates with a person and hide that you're secretly, like, I don't know, a reporter against them. I can't even imagine. Like, what do you say when they're like, do you want to come to my house? I mean, like, obviously you can make up excuses for it, but for how long until they start to get suspicious?
Well, you only
suspicious?
Need to go on a few dates, and then you get the dirt, and then James O'Keefe shows up and confronts you. And by the way, that video just came out tonight of the confrontation. But we're going to play some of this audio here for you to give you, you know, a scoop into this BlackRock. Now, for listeners that don't know, BlackRock, Mark, you may have heard of these people. They're very big, like, investment corporation. They have trillions of dollars essentially invested. I think they touch on it here in the video.
One wonders why they would come up with the name BlackRock, considering it's such a tarnished brand after the defense contractor changed its name to Z from BlackRock.
They were called BlackRock before?
Weren't they?
No, it was something else.
What?
Well, you'd have to look that one up, but I'm pretty sure it was something else. But I get what you're saying. I think it has a similar sound to it. You'll have to check that out. Anyway, let's go to the...
I'm doing that now. Yeah.
So here's what happened. They get this guy from BlackRock. He's a recruiter. Here you go.
They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
I don't know, but I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
All these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big sum of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I work for a company called BlackRock.
Meet Serge Varley, a recruiter at BlackRock.
Let me tell you, it's not their who's the person. It's who's controlling the wallet.
Yeah, I'll say that one there. He says it's not who the president is, it's who's controlling the wallet of the president.
And who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. In finance, yep, you can buy your candidates. Obviously, we have the system in place. First, there's the Senate. You got $10,000, you can buy a senator. I'll give you $500.
$10,000 to buy a senator, he says.
He said, I mean, these guys are cheap.
I don't know if he's just bragging, if there's any truth to that, because, you know, on one hand, you do have to keep in mind that, and one of the victims, not the right word, but one of the targets of these undercovers, the one that they did right before James O'Keefe and...
Is a Pfizer employee?
Yeah, the Pfizer guy. Right before James O'Keefe and Project Veritas broke up, where they confronted this Pfizer guy after he said, outrageous things. And they confronted him, and he was just acting like, hey, look, I was just trying to puff myself up on a date, you know, like,
I was just lying to impress my date. Right. And it was crazy because it was like, Why would that impress your date, the types of things he was saying? So if this guy, Serge, says the same thing, it's still going to be pretty out there, but at the same time, this one is a little more believable that he was probably maybe trying to impress the date, but the Pfizer one was just like, yeah, saying, oh, we're doing this test in, you know, in the laboratory at Pfizer.
This horrible test that could kill people.
Isn't going to, you know, impress a date. But this quote-unquote date, you know, the undercover reporter, she says at one point, she's like, wow, that's so powerful. I love that. So maybe it's possible that he was starting to make things up, like, to sound more powerful for her.
Could be. Either way, if it's true, $10,000 to buy a senator is pretty cheap, especially with companies like
this. It does sound darn cheap. I don't believe the numbers, but, you know, nonetheless, I think it's funny.
All right.
It's black water.
There you go. Thank you for that correction. That was what renamed to themselves to ZXE. Have they renamed since then? I feel like they probably have, but I don't know.
Their XE is renamed to Academy in 2011.
That's what I thought.
Acquired by a private group of investors in 2014. Remerged with Triple Canopy to form Constellation.
This is the company, Bonnie, that was a private contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hmm.
Constellus.
They've changed their name several times, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You know, I had that memory problem from COVID, and whenever you ask me, well, is that true? I'm like, oh, my God, I live in this alternate universe because I can't remember for sure whether everything happened or not. I'm fixed now. By the way, we should do a show on that.
Sounds great. All right, good. Well, here we go. It's more from O'Keefe Media Group.
Okay, right now, no questions asked.
Yeah.
I did it. It's done.
Does, everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
It doesn't matter.
So
they're in my pocket.
Here's Serge Varlek on how good war is for BlackRock's business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Yeah, I mean, I do have thoughts. Ukraine is good for business. You know, right? I'll give an example. Russia blows up Ukraine's grain. Price of wheat's going to go mad up. The Ukrainian economy is tied very largely to the wheat market, global wheat market. Prices of bread, literally everything goes up and down. This is fantastic if you're trading. Volatility creates opportunity to make profit. War is real f***ing good for business. It's exciting when shit goes wrong, right? BlackRock management.
It's exciting when people die, right? Because it makes me money.
Yep.
That's a psychopath.
This is the average. Yeah, right. This is the
only if you're perpetuating it. Like the reality is that nations are going to war, and the reality is that some prices on some commodities will go up as a result, and some will go down. I mean,
And you think that's exciting, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
No, you see,
it's exciting to make money.
That is what he's saying. It's
human suffering.
It's messed up.
Well, look, if you know that humans...
How do I sound like a grifter to these callers? How do I sound like a slime bag? How could that guy from Florida possibly have called and... Well, I don't remember the word he used.
People are going to blow each other up, and, I don't know what to do about that, other than if I see that, for whatever reason, the price of oil is going to go up because the United States blows up, an underground gas pipeline, well then, maybe now's the time to get in. Does it really make a difference if you know something's going to happen? Does it make a difference if you make money on it?
I see what you're saying there, Mark, but these people are influencers. These people are working with governments. These people are buying government agencies, buying government individuals. And
yeah, like these are people that will tell a government person what stance to take. Take the stance that we're going to keep giving money to Ukraine. You got to do it because otherwise Russia's not going to blow up the grain silo and we aren't going to make the money.
Yeah, what you're talking about what you're talking about is different from saying, all right, well, let's profit off the backs of dead people and celebrating that versus just saying, okay, I think the oil price is going to go up because the thing got exploded.
Right. I think that there's a difference between advocating for war and advocating for the deaths of innocents and just realizing when a thing happens that it's going to have effects within the marketplace and reacting to those effects.
What do you think this guy's doing?
I think that guy's an evil individual who's perpetuating war.
Got it. All right, let's continue.
20 trillion. It's incomprehensible numbers.
He said BlackRock manages 20 trillion, by the way. That's what he was saying.
Serge Varley says all of this is above a normal person's understanding.
You're like an undercover reporter. I don't know what normal people think. This is beyond them.
By the way, thanks to OMG for censoring this for us.
Yeah.
A concept is just so interesting.
Hang on, let me play that one back.
20 trillion. It's incomprehensible numbers.
BlackRock Serge Varley says all of this is above a normal person's understanding.
Isn't it, though? Undercover reporter. I don't know. That's what normal people think. This is beyond them.
Well, I don't know if it's beyond their comprehension, but it's beyond their care.
Yeah,
the vast majority of people do not care. And, I mean, these are the same people that can't find the United States on a world map.
Here's the clip I wanted to play back. Here's what he says.
The thing of, like, domination in the world, a concept is so interesting.
The whole thing of domination as a concept is so effing interesting, he says. So, yeah, you talk about
psychopaths.
Well, that's
because he's a pervert.
Yeah, I think psychopath is the right word here.
Well, I don't think he meant, like, sexually.
He's on a date.
But he was talking about the BlackRock. Like she said, that's so powerful about a BlackRock movement.
That's what he's imagining choking this gal.
That's probably a factor here.
Okay, it's probably a factor, but I don't think it's the only thing he was saying in this scenario.
So this is their investigation into BlackRock. It is part one of that.
I'm James O'Keefe with OMG News. Here we are with our latest story, this time on BlackRock, one of the world's leading asset and investment managers, which owns significant shares of companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Anheuser-Busch, Meta, Target, Procter & Gamble, Comcast, CNN, Fox, and yes, Pfizer, just to name a few. At ONG, we do not shy away from exposing powerful companies, and we're not afraid of powerful people. So we decided to take a look for ourselves at the influence BlackRock has on our politics and the influence they have on our culture. So to do that, what better place to start a hidden camera investigation than into a self-described gatekeeper at BlackRock?
Gatekeeper at BlackRock.
Yeah, I am. I decide people's fate. Every day, I literally decide how somebody's life is going to be shaped.
That's so powerful. I love it.
Yeah, it's I don't know, the whole thing of, like, domination in the world, the concept is just so interesting. Well,
introducing Serge Varley, whose LinkedIn says he's worked for Morgan Stanley, Citadel, and now as a recruiter at BlackRock.
I work for a company called BlackRock. I'm not actually a finance guy. I know what happens because I'm recruiting people for duty sake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person who head hunts people to my other firms, so I would approach you and be like, hey, this is a good reason why you should come to BlackRock.
Serge tells us who really runs the world, how they do it, and just how much it costs to buy people. Like politicians.
Let me tell you, it's not Dirk who is the president.
I just saw this already.
Yeah, they always put clips at the very beginning.
Let's not forget that Smedley Butler basically wrote all of this, all the same stuff from 60, 70 years ago in his book, War is a Racket. I mean, these things haven't changed, and he made the absolute same accusations. And these aren't empty accusations. This is the guy who won, I believe it was 2 medals of honor, and would have won a third had it not been against the rules of giving out the Medal of Honor at the time. This was the most decorated Marine in history at that point. And, you know, his opinion was that wars are just to enrich bankers.
But the thing is, like, we have already, a lot of people were saying on the comments of this, I mean, a lot of people were like, this is huge, but a lot of people are saying, like, this is a nothing burger. We already knew this. But it's just the fact that somebody working there now, like, I own the book War's Racket, but the average person...
It's an old book.
...isn't like, oh, yes, Smedley Butler. That mm-hmm. general, like, the average person doesn't know who that is. So this is pretty
I think
big.
A lot of Marines do, and it's worth pointing out to many of these pro-war Marines that, hey, you're, the guy you said goodnight to in boot camp is also sort of anti-Yoruba life being wasted for nothing.
No, I think
and
it's...
And all I'm trying to... All I'm trying to do is corroborate what O'Keefe is saying, or this guy is, what is being said about this guy, as this is very likely true.
Yeah. Okay, well, I agree with you. I just thought you were trying to say, like, oh, we've already known all this, because a lot of
people were saying
that.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying quite the opposite. I do think that most people do believe that the world is controlled by a cabal of wealthy people that they don't mm-hmm. have much control over, and they're correct. Mm-hmm. Now, who that cabal is, I think is always up for debate.
All right, let's continue here. More with the Black Rock guy.
And who's
that?
The hedge funds, Black Rock, the banks. Big guy from campaign financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates.
Well, you know,
all of these financial institutions, they buy politicians.
How do they run the world?
You acquire stuff. You diversify, you acquire, you keep acquiring, you spend whatever you make in acquiring more. And at a certain point, your risk level is super low. Like, imagine you've invested in, like, 10 different industries, from food to drinks to, like, technology, right? One of them fails, it doesn't matter. You have 9 others to pick up. Risk management is inherently just about everything. And in the finance space, it's all about... It's all about the money you make. You don't let it sit. You keep using it over and over. And
reinvest.
Yes, Bonnie.
My favorite thing about this is the fact that James O'Keefe has found a way to monetize men's need to mansplain.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
It's just so true.
I feel like my nose hairs have been burned out. Like, what just happened to me? Do I have hair left?
Yeah, you're right, Bunny. They don't ever go after women targets, do they? It's always men.
Well, they're not as easy to get.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
This is, I mean, you know, look, this is just old style espionage here, mm-hmm. right?
Like, yeah, you get a pretty
face. The men
face
always and... fall for the hot girl.
Right.
You know, somehow a guy doesn't go on alert when a hot woman, like a fat guy who's bald, doesn't go on high alert when a beautiful woman comes up to him and starts giving him attention. Like, I completely deserve this. This is all me here, right? Like, it doesn't set off his alarm signals. It's just like, yep, today's the day. I'm finally cashing in. All of my good work is being seen.
Yep, Beavis, today's the day. We're finally going to score.
This guy isn't the ugliest dude in the world, but yes.
Yeah, he's not ugly. So there's nothing about him that's ugly. It's just, it's almost like I just don't get. Well, his red flag did seem to go up when he said, "You seem like an undercover reporter."
He did.
But not enough. Yeah. Not high enough.
No. And a lot of them do say this stuff. A lot of them in their previous episodes that they've done seem to have some awareness that they're being asked unusual questions, mm-hmm. and they do say something at some point. In fact, the guy, I think in the Pfizer episode, even
But there's alcohol involved too, right?
Likely. In this case, he's handling a bottle of wine in a park with her at this point in the in the procedure. But in the previous one with Pfizer, I'm pretty sure he even mentions the guy from Project Veritas. A lot of times they don't know the name of it. They'll say, like, oh, there's that undercover group or whatever. They'll actually even reference the organization without even necessarily knowing what they're talking about, and yet there they are being recorded by them. Anyway, let's go on.
Yeah, and it's exponential growth.
And then once you just own a little bit of everything, is that where the control?
Yeah. You own a little bit of everything, and that little bit of everything gives you so much money on a yearly basis that you can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people. Obviously, we have this system in place. First, there's the Senate. And these guys, you got 10 grand, you can buy a thing. It doesn't matter who wins. They're my followers. I can give you 500K right now. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I can do what needs to be done. Like, yeah, of course.
And
why not?
Does, like, everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
It's like,
The BlackRock recruiter also tells us about how the U.S. government relies on BlackRock for their economic simulation computational power.
Economic simulation. They need to understand the impact of something. Like, they're going to like raise the interest rate, for example. Mm-hmm. It's going to create this cascade of various factors. They're not sure what it's going to do, basically.
And just how f***ing great the Ukraine war is for business.
Do you have any thoughts on the Ukraine-Russia war?
Yeah, so we pretty much heard his explanation about that one, talking about stocks going up when they know something's going to get blown up. And let's see, here we can.
Does that mean we should buy?
And so, yeah, it's like you know Jim Cramer. If you do exactly the opposite of what he's advising, you actually make money.
The BlackRock guy admitting the inverse Cramer rule, that if you do the opposite of what Jim Cramer says, you'll probably make money.
Yeah. It's like it's called the inverse Cramer.
They don't want to be in the news. They don't want people to talk about them. They don't want to be anywhere on the radar.
Why not?
I don't know, but I suspect it's probably because it's easier to do things when people aren't thinking about it.
Well, you messed that up. You blew that up, Serge. Yeah. I mean, he's getting fired.
Well, this isn't going to make the news.
I mean, it got 1 million views in an hour.
Yeah, it's at 13 million now, but he may get fired over this, but it's not likely going to break headlines.
Oh, I'm not saying that the mass media is going to start talking about it. I'm just saying that they got attention. They don't want the attention.
That's true.
And he's getting fired over this. And it's like almost hard not to feel bad for these things because like this guy probably thought like, this chick and I are really connecting, and that's in itself sad. And then
it's sad.
The other part is that he's
going to get confronted, too, in part two, and that actually just came out.
Yeah, like 25 minutes ago.
That's where the thing they do is they bring James O'Keefe, and they set him up on another date. Is what happens with the girl. She's like, I gotta go powder my nose, and she gets up and walks away. And then James O'Keefe sits down in front of him and just starts peppering him with questions to see what happens. Apparently, he runs away at some point.
Wow.
He starts out. We started watching it during one of the breaks. He starts out answering some questions and acting like, "Hey, look, I'm just a nobody, man. I'm a low level guy. I'm a nobody at BlackRock." And then at some point, he's gonna get up from the restaurant and actually go to the nearest police station. In this footage, you can check it out on his Twitter.
What's the police station going to do him?
Protect him. You know, because who wants to go into the police station, right? Like, you know, you don't want to go in there.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean, like police?
Hot smokers and keen.
So anyway, James O'Keefe the third, James O'Keefe Triple I is his Twitter handle. If you want to follow and watch the rest of this footage, I'll go ahead and link it over on our chats, or not chats, or our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. We'll likely have some more from Porkfest tomorrow night. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Love you,
Bonnie. Love you.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.